wanting words. Do I want words the way I should want God? Willing to give up everything for one enormous gulp as if words were my air? Dying to lose myself to a luscious swim in deep ideas, to a board-whacking dive into the heart of things, any sacrifice for the sensuousness of my pen on paper? The sun sets, crickets chant. No one is waiting for me to make dinner, phone calls, or love. I imagine nothing else but my next words. Would I give up any aspiration, appointment, meal, conversation, love affair, parent-teacher conference, shopping trip, vacation, compliment, heart-to-heart, anything and all things for a great poem? For a lip-smacking, steady toward the climax, mind-blowing orgasm of words. A banner, ribbon, river, continent, a ship of words, a bridge, an arc, a horizon of words. Shouldn't I pant after God this way? God's breath on my neck, God's gaze, the subtle thrill of God's embrace, taking me into the space beyond wanting, where I am so filled with silence, I do not even think about words. Or do I meet God in my words? God celebrating God? Am I the poem, yearning only to know the one who writes me?